miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick was back on stage this weekend with our buddy Chris Porter and Billy Blank, Funny Bone, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Our friend T.J. Miller, the one and only T.J. Miller, will be there. That's just Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And Nick said it's a good socially distanced show. Colleen's doing it right.
She is.
She swab you down with hand sanitizer everywhere?
There's sanitizer all over the place.
But there is.
Yeah, it's more than hand sanitizer.
Right. And power washer and a bag of lye.
It's full body sanitizer.
Like prison.
It is. The whole dynamic there is different. Cause it's like the bar when you get there, there's big like cardboard things up because they're not giving drinks to people at the bar. Like they've got to get them from their servers at the showroom.
Okay, okay. All right. Good.
All right. T.J. Miller tomorrow, going to phone?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Yeah, I thought about Medicine Hat a lot this weekend because everybody was using wireless mics and I was using a wireless mic to host. And I haven't used a wireless mic there since he was there.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody have their own microphone?
Yep. Right. They cut like the end corner of trash bags off and put them. There's two mics on stage, and both of those have like a little makeshift like condom basically on top of them.
Makeshift, and then, all right, yeah.
Oh, so you're not laughing and spitting on the other guy's microphone?
No, so everybody uses their own mic. So Bill used the far one, and yeah, I had the wireless. And
You couldn't find a cool like headset mic or something?
Yeah, dude, you're a Garth Brooks show.
Yeah.
One of them, Thunder Rolls.
One of them Britney Spears mics so you can dance.
Yeah.
Well, that probably would encourage him to sing, and Colleen doesn't want that.
Yeah, yeah, no singing.
He would have done the Thunder Rolls.
Where's my guitar?
Yeah. Is TJ with anybody we know?
Don't know.
I don't know. I know he's bringing in his own opener.
He's probably bringing his own opener in. Mr. Evans?
I'm looking over a list here of... Wall Street Journal came out with it's over 800 colleges, and they rank them 1 to 500, and then there's others receiving votes.
In what way do they rank them? Wall Street, that's probably about best value or is it best school?
All kinds of factors.
Got it.
You know, including price, environment, engagement.
What's it look like? Okay.
Outcomes, resources.
All right.
I checked our schools here, and Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. Is among others receiving votes.
How many goes?
That's better than I had feared.
How far does it go?
They rank it down to about 500.
There are a lot of colleges in this country. There's a lot of colleges in this country.
They just go others receiving votes.
All right.
After 500. Millersville University, others receiving
votes. Yeah. Rock and roll.
Bingo.
At least we're getting votes in here.
Right. Nebraska Omaha was in between 500 and 600. So you're in the good category of others receiving votes.
All right.
Just outside the top 500.
No way. My school is just as nice. Probably nicer. It's actually a campus.
Your daughter's future university.
Screw that list.
Kansas University, or the University of Kansas. Number 238.
KU's a good school.
That's top half.
Right. I couldn't have got in.
And coming in at number 224.
I checked the criteria for KU's induct. I couldn't have got in.
The highest ranking of all of our colleges at 224. Arizona State Tempe.
You didn't graduate. So
I would expect that to
really
be
mean
higher.
Anything, man.
Yeah,
I
really
right.
would.
You didn't really go anywhere. You didn't graduate.
So. No, some college at Arizona State University would have been others receiving votes.
Exactly. Nick went to five different schools.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Where's Metro
Where's
show
Metro?
Up on there?
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to just tell you.
No, universities.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Community colleges don't count.
I was at Creighton for about 6 weeks.
There you go.
Oh,
they
ranked
right.
pretty high.
That's right.
And then they found out.
I didn't check. I bet you that one's up there.
They found
sure
out
it's a good school.
Didn't show up to class.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Creighton is number 127.
Wow, that would have looked good on a resume.
Yeah, it would have.
Would have.
Yeah, you'd still be sitting in the office right there.
Dr. Mina would approve of number one.
Harvard.
Harvard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Followed by MIT. Then you got your Yale. A little overrated there.
Yale should not be that high.
Yeah. University of Pennsylvania. The California Institute of Technology. That's the one in Pasadena. Yeah. That has about a 5% acceptance rate. Princeton, Brown, Stanford, Cornell, and Duke round
so
out the top 10.
That has a lot to do with how good the schools are there,
oh, yeah.
too, you know, not just where they're at and everything. I got it.
Yeah, I heard from Colleen. Matt Bergman is with T.J. Miller this
Matt
weekend.
Is, okay. Oh, he's funny. We know Matt.
Oh, I like that guy.
Oh, come on, Todd. California Institute of Technology's got a 6.6% acceptance rate.
Okay.
You can get in there. Anybody can.
You're saying there's a chance.
No, I told my daughter, because she's getting excited already, she didn't go to the fall, and I said, man, I wish I was going back to school. I said, not for the school part.
Not for the work.
No, I was just joking. If I ever sit in one classroom again, it would be too soon.
Oh, I couldn't handle it.
No.
When I went back here recently, being in the class, it was only one class I had to show up to, right. Two or three times a month.
Right.
And it was easier than the online statistics was a wreck.
Yeah.
There was no way I was going to get through that.
Right.
I knew that there was a 100% probability I was going to have a very hard time with that. Other than that, I'm out.
What's up, Craig?
Photo dating from about 4 days ago, the 22nd of this month, shows Melania and her husband boarding Marine One.
That's not her.
It's totally
on the
not
south
her.
Lawn of the White House in Washington.
Why
the
is
first
this a
time they
story?
Appeared together in public after contracting the corona.
I've seen this story. This isn't just recent. This is before the coronavirus. I saw this. I saw pictures of two different people in over the summer.
Are you sure it's not her?
Yeah, you look at
this
the
one. Is
this was not
blatantly
the one over the summer? There's definitely some argument to be made, but this one they zoomed in on her teeth. I mean, you can't change the shape and look of your gums and teeth, Todd.
Well, just the whole
the
structure
nose.
Of her face
yeah.
was completely different.
It's not her.
So they've scoured the world. For a Melania lookalike?
Listen, if you
or
want,
a few.
How many times have you ever seen a movie? Where they do movies and they show the doubles. The doubles look sort of like them, but not exactly. It happens all the time.
How do you keep that under wraps?
I don't know because nobody cares. And
the other giveaway was this one was smiling.
Oh yeah, but it's not her. It's definitely not her.
No, it's completely not
her. And there's a couple different shots of her with him over the past week or so, and It should be a bigger story, but maybe it shouldn't be about what decides the election. But come on. If this happens anywhere else on any other side of the aisle, somebody shows up with some fake. What if Obama were to show up with a fake wife?
If it happened in Hollywood, it would be a big deal.
Right.
Anywhere.
It just doesn't make any. It's just stupid.
I think not news because it's not news that she doesn't like him.
Well, I know. We know.
And doesn't want to be seen.
Well, I get that. But why did go out by yourself?
Last year, it was addressed by the president, and because this has been going on for years now.
Yeah.
Last year, he tweeted, the fake news photoshopped pictures of Melania then propelled conspiracy theories that it's actually not her.
This one's not her. It's not.
You think Trump's trying to knock some out with her?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to blame him for that. He's a guy. It's just... With all the things, crazy things that come out of the White House, that is like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, he's got a fake Melania that hangs out for photos.
It's not even notable.
Why wouldn't he?
What's the big deal? What's the big
brand?
What's the big deal?
It's pathetic.
There's some lady that looks like Jill Biden somewhere, just waiting for a call.
In this day and age, I saw two photos of their nose and their teeth, and it's not the same person.
I didn't even need a side-by-side.
Here
as
do
soon
I.
As you saw the shot of those two together, well, that's not her.
Of course it's not.
It's Hillary's birthday today. Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's her birthday today.
She has a podcast out that I would never listen to.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
To be fair to her.
It is also Pat Sajak's birthday, the host of Wheel of Fortune.
All right. I think Pat is a lot older than you think.
Who's older, Pat Sajak or Hillary?
Yeah, I think Todd's right. Sajak.
Well, they did a story. SNL had a funny thing about the two guys running right now. They're 78 and 74. Both Bush and Clinton, that were presidents 15 years ago, are younger.
Yeah.
Hillary is like a year.
Today. That's younger crazy. Today.
Right, yeah, today, right now, as of now, right. And Hillary is about a year younger than Bill. They were in college. I think she might be a year younger. They might even be the same age. Let's just say she's a year younger. I think Sajak's older, too, than Hillary.
I'll say Sajak.
He's early 70s. She's late 60s.
Yeah.
Sajak's older.
Pat Sajak.
So Sajak's around?
Sajak's around.
Okay, let's go with this. We can figure it out. Clinton was like 41 when he got elected, 1992.
I was told there'd be no math.
So say she was 40. I bet she's probably 70 or 68 is right. That's probably a good guess, Bush. Sajak's older. Four Sajaks.
He's about like mid-70s.
Four Sajaks.
Hillary is 73 today.
Oh no.
She was older than Bill, was she?
Sajak's 75.
Yeah, Sajak's
older.
Oh, no.
That. Bill was like 46 when he got elected.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking,
this could be problematic.
Come on.
We're still.
I can't have two losses here today, Craig.
Yeah, I'm going to be 0-2 myself.
Pat Sajak checks in at 74 today.
Yes! Yes!
1-1.
What a relief.
Especially with some bad math on my part. Sorry, guys. I think Bill was 45, 46 when he got elected.
I am way more excited than I should be, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Pat
Good
Sajak.
Game, Craig. Good game. That was a good game. You decide the game. Yeah. You do decide the game. I said
you doo-doo. Said
doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah.
How tall is Hillary?
Right. Shut up, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Sajak's taller,
shut
too.
Shut up, Nick.
I don't think she's very tall.
No.
I don't think Sajak's very tall either.
No. He could be standing on a riser back there, too, and we'd have no idea.
Right.
The only thing I've got here, I mean, we could play Who's Taller with Pat Sajak and Hillary, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
We could go Pat Sajak and for people who were not listening earlier today, and I don't think that, you know, perhaps we shouldn't do this.
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
For people that are listening earlier today.
Just don't do it. I want to leave today at 10. Yeah.
From 18 and 81.
Right.
Colonel Sanders?
No. Yeah. That would be...
he was more recent, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But we did mention it earlier today. Elton John now has his very own Barbie doll.
Finally.
Mattel released a special
SNL
edition.
And finally, Ken says, about time. That was a joke.
They released a special edition Barbie doll to pay tribute to Elton and commemorate the 45th anniversary of his two sold-out shows at the Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles in 1975.
Oh, yeah. Got the duck costume?
Yep.
Yes.
That would have been it.
This has the blonde, curly-haired doll sporting a colorful zip-up bomber jacket with Elton
that was
in
of it.
Boston cursive across the chest with flare jeans and his EJ initials at the bottom.
Okay.
If you follow our buddy J.R. Rao on Facebook, he's off board these days and apparently has saved his G.I. Joe collection from his youth, so he's posing them in various different situations. And this might be a nice addition. To bring the Elton John Barbie doll
I want
to
know
to
this.
Meet his G.I. Joes.
Besides, J.R. has lost his mind.
That's true there. Part of the... I get collectors, Craig, but how many 10-year-old girls want a Elton John Barbie doll?
They're not making those for 10-year-old
girls.
This
is for 50-year-old dudes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is for your dad.
Your dad probably...
Christmas is coming, Nick.
Pre-order. Your dad's already got a couple, I'm sure.
Yep.
We got to get a hold of J.R. and find out how he kept those G.I. Joes in such good condition.
Probably in a box somewhere and nobody touched him.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And what box did he put his sanity in when he got those out?
He needs to get back on the road.
He obviously taking leave of that.
Right.
And what made him think, let's play with my G.I. Joes for a little while.
I got a couple of good guesses on that answer.
Yeah, he gets high.
Yeah, weed and alcohol. Yeah.
Mattel says the sales of Barbies are up 29% this year.
I guess you're home playing with them. Yeah.
The biggest increase in two decades. So everybody's been playing with their Barbies.
I guess so. You got time.
The biggest sellers lately have been the Barbie presidential candidate and the Barbie campaign manager, apparently.
All right. Bend over Barbie is what I had at my house.
Good.
Yeah. What did they dress them up in? What's Barbie campaign manager clothes?
Pantsuit.
Pantsuit, probably.
Yeah. Coffee-stained shirt, frazzled hair. That'd be such a tough job.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's Folklore is the first million-selling album of this year.
It's a
great album. Last album was the only album to sell a million copies in the United States last year.
They love her.
They do.
I don't listen. But she's not making those records for me.
No, it'd be weird if she did.
It'd be better, though.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned if you did like Taylor Swift.
Well, I always hate hearing that. You got to hear Taylor Swift. I said, dude, who are you? I mean, I've seen guys do that. They try to look cool on the internet. And I look, you're like 70. You love this new Taylor Swift song?
I don't think she's a genius.
Yeah.
Unless you're auditioning for Rolling Stone, I don't know. You don't need to write that down.
Nah, it's just whatever. Whatever you like, fine, but don't tell me I need to listen to new Taylor Swift.
If you're 45.
Right.
Delta Airlines is apologizing after booting a deaf passenger from a flight because of a misunderstanding about wearing a mask.
Oh, I couldn't tell what they were saying, huh?
Andre Hilton was heading home to Atlanta from Detroit last month. His mask slipped below his nose as he and another passenger talked before takeoff. Hilton was pulling his mask up when a flight attendant, in Hilton's words, yelled that he told him twice to pull up his mask.
Oh, and she's probably yelling at him with the mask on and he can't read lips.
Of course she is.
Hilton told the attendant he wasn't aware of earlier warnings and showed the hearing aids he wears in both ears before he was ordered off and put on the next flight. Delta later called Mr. Hilton and personally apologized, refunded his airfare. Hilton and his attorney say that Delta need to review the way they handle their situations like this involving passengers with disabilities.
I thought you were going to say they called and he didn't hear the phone.
Yeah.
They called and left a message.
Left you a voicemail.
That's some deaf humor after the 280-year-old people died in a fire story. There's some deaf humor for you.
How is this guy having a conversation with his seatmate?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, he might not be completely deaf.
No, he just can't, yeah.
Well, he's got the hearing aids.
Right.
So I'm not real sure where the deaf part comes in here.
Yeah.
Out of Marlow, Tennessee, WATV reporting that the Anderson County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a stolen log splitter at a property.
Nick, you need one of those,
don't
you?
Yeah, I could use that.
Yeah.
I should have stolen it.
Everybody could use a log splitter.
No? No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a natural fire anywhere, no.
No.
I'd like me a log splitter.
I'm
pretty sure they make them. Right. Just got to buy one.
They responded to a report of a stolen log splitter at a property where they found a severed finger, a cell phone, tools, and other items. Detectives found that Hugh Sieber had been dropped off at the hospital with a missing finger.
Did not use a log splitter, did he?
So the detectives went and met the 50-year-old gentleman there, taking the severed finger with them. Mr. Sieber was later charged with felony theft of property.
It's got to be bittersweet when the cops show up because you're getting arrested, but they have your finger.
Right.
Silver linings.
Yeah.
So, it really is.
There you have it.
How do you do that? I mean, don't you just put those down and something goes down and hits it? Do you keep his hand around the log?
Some of the ones I've seen, it's a horizontal thing.
Right.
It just pushes it into the.
Get your hand
out of the way.
I'm guessing he was drinking a sandwich in the way.
A little cost prohibitive. They're like $1,000.
Oh, you can get
cheaper ones.
Well, Grandpa's got log splitting money.
That's why you rip it off then.
Yeah, you can get a cheaper one than that.
Really, that much?
Can't you? You can pay a lot more, too.
Yes, you can.
Do you have a hatchet in your backyard? Is that what you do?
I'm glad to see you. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Not either, but it's great.
That sounds good.
I got it all. I got the kindling cracker. I got the axe. I got a hatchet.
That seems like something you could get from the same company that'll sell you the wood chipper and the brush trimmer, the DR.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't want a wood chipper in your backyard. So it's gonna die.
I just call a guy and say, hey, bring me a truckload of wood and it's already split for you.
Right.
So I don't need to do that.
Right.
Although it would be fun to have one.
Watch your fingers.
Goodbye, finger.
You had me a truckload of wood. Who's this guy you're calling, Todd? Bring over that truckload of wood.
I got a guy. Just let me know.
All right. We had Mr. Skin on the day. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And go to MrSkin.com.
Our buddy TJ Miller is going to phone the program tomorrow. TJ's at the Funny Bone this coming weekend.
Got a very interesting infographic up this week.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Erection 2020. Oh, and I want to plug his documentary one more time, too. Skin, A History of Nudity in Movies is well worth watching.
Wear your mask. Don't kidnap or plan a kidnapping. Don't execute anybody.
We should write this down.
Right. Yeah. Assassination.
I miss another one.
No kidnapping, no assassination.
Don't be a racist.
Thank you, puss.
And vote. Vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, vote, yeah. And don't be a racist. Come on back. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.